We're here on KSOM as we continue to look at the upcoming track and field season. Talking now Griswold boys track and field with head coach Andy Everett. And coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand new track and field season?
Oh, pretty good. We got a bunch of seniors and we got some juniors. And these guys have been working pretty hard for 3 or 4 years now. And so far in practice, we're seeing all that hard work come to fruition. We went up to a state indoor meetup in Ames, and Southwest Iowa's pretty well received up there. There's a lot of schools from this area that did really well up there. We were one of them that did pretty well. Our shuttle team of Wyatt Silk and Bodie Wyman and Nolan Smith and Peyton Cook got second place, and just by the tiniest of margins to ACGC. So that was encouraging showing. Our 4x8 team of Cody Dorsher and Connor Bowers and Auden Wilson and Bolden Jensen got sixth place. And that was a pretty tough field of 4x8 teams. So, again, very encouraging. Peyton Cook up there got third in the high hurdles. He got like eighth in the 60 and got like eighth in the 200. So he had a really good day. Had a thrower, RJ Deshaun, just barely missed the finals in the shot put up there. Bolden Jensen PR'd in the mile after running that in the 4x8, PR'd in the mile, and then got his second best time in the 2 mile after running that mile. And there's, you know, a lot of guys up there at that thing, they were just either running the 2 mile or just running the mile. They weren't doing everything like Colton did. So that was very good, very encouraging. And the 4x4 team of Cody Dorsher and Connor Bowers and Bodie Wyman and Auden Wilson got eighth place up there. So that was really good to go up to Ames to that state indoor meet and finish in the top 10 team-wise. Wow. And like I said, there's several other schools in the area that were up in there too. And in 2A also, we were in 1A, of course. So practice has been going very, very well.
That's great. A great start. A good base for the outdoor season there. I want to talk to you about Peyton Cook. Last year as a junior, he finished 19th at the 110 highs and 15th in the 400 hurdles. So obviously he has some work to do to try and get on the medal stand. What do you see from his prospects as a senior this year to be able to do that this year?
He's ready to go. He would have medaled in the highs last year, but he stumbled over one of the hurdles in prelims. He's ready to, he's primed to have a good season. And the 400 hurdles been looking really well. The high's been looking really well. And he looks like he's faster than he was a year ago. And he's been working hard to get into shape for those 400 hurdles. He knows that he's got to get into like 800 shape in order to run those 400 hurdles correctly. He's been working hard at it all during the offseason, all on his own, doing a really nice job.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. You need to get an 800 shape for the 400 hurdles, which I always consider the toughest event for high schoolers to compete at. That's
the way I've always approached the 400 hurdles. You got to be in a lot better shape than you think. You can't just be in 400 shape.
Right. Yeah, I mean, without a doubt. Your shuttle hurdle team last year missed a medal by less than a second. I mean, yep. less than a sliver of a second, 0.08 to be exact. Yep. So what's your prospect? What was that?
We were like a hair away from getting to the finals in that. We ran really, really well. Going into it, I told them, you know, there's going to be like 6, 7, 8 teams get disqualified. So just make sure we're doing things the way we're doing them and don't think you got to do more than that. And 6, 7 got disqualified like it happens every year. And mm-hmm. We didn't, and we were just a hair away from making those finals.
Yeah, the judges tighten up. It's at the state tournament. It happens every year, like you say. So what does the shuttle hurdle relay look like this year? How many kids coming back, and what's your prospects for that relay team?
Well, they're all back, and we've got a couple other guys that are challenging them for spots. And so it's going to be interesting. Everybody, all four of them look like they're improved. I did the math, and I've been doing some, now that AI is a lot smarter than it ever has been, you know, I've been doing, playing around with that stuff and doing some things with it. Like, I videotaped, and it's not just my hurdlers, it was jumpers, throwers. So I videotaped all my hurdlers. And yeah, I have the eye analyzed so I can slow it down frame by frame, and I can look at it, see what I see, and tell them what I think. But I can dump that video into an AI and tell them to analyze this, and bang, it'll analyze everything. And it'll tell you what the kid's doing right. It'll tell you what the kid's doing wrong. It'll give you drills that they need to do, blah, 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 blah. You can't shut the thing up. And it sees what I'm seeing, so. We've wow. been drilling into specifically what each individual kid needs to fix, and I'm seeing it on track. So that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Go through again your shuttle hurdle team, all four coming back.
It's White Silk, Bodie Wyman, Nolan Smith, and Peyton Cook. And we have, we're loaded with hurdlers. We've got three or four other hurdlers. Because they all don't run it all the time, all year long. But that's the four that went to state last year. And everybody's back.
Sure. What do the numbers overall look like for your team this year?
Got 28 out. Got about 6-7 throwers. Got a bunch of hurdlers. Got some distance runners. Got some guys that can help out on sprint relays, got some jumpers, got some guys I'm making into 400, 800 runners. That's really the key to everything. You got to have a ton of 400, 800 runners. They could always go down and run a 200 or 100, and they can always go up and run the mile. And that's the key to having a good team. So, and that's having depth at 400, 800 runners is really important. And that's what kind of what we've been missing a little bit of. And now we have some relief. We have a little more of them this year, which helps a lot, just helps tremendously.
I bet you there are a lot of 1A teams that wish they had 28 participants in track and field. So you're in solid ground there. How do you feel about your sprinters, long distance runners on either ends there?
Holden Jensen's back, had a great year last year. Like, you know, like at the conference meet last year, he won the 2 mile, immediately walked over after he finished the 2 mile and anchored the 4x8 with no rest, walked back out there, ran the 800 later, turned around and ran the mile and won the mile. And, you know, nobody else was trying to do stuff like that, but Holden, he just eats it up. He realizes he's got to do stuff like that. In Iowa, when you have meets 2 times a week, you got to use those meets to get into shape. And Holden knows that. He just works his tail off. Cody Dorscher's back and healthy and ran up at in that 4x8 up there at Ames, ran 205 split in 4x8. So that was just outstanding. We were all happy about that. So he's looking good in practice. Those would be our two best distance runners. We need to find a few more. Like we talked about, Peyton will run those hurdles and run 200 and run the 100 and be in the shuttle. And Auden Wilson's looking really good. He can run sprints. He can run fours. He can run eights. He can high jump. He can hurdle. Bodie Wyman can run about whatever you want him to run, all the way up to eights, and he can jump and he can hurdle. Wyatt Silk can hurdle. He can run in sprint relays. Nolan can hurdle. He can run 400 hurdles. He can run everything up to an eight. Kaiser kid, he can run 400 hurdles and fours and eights. Lockwood kid can run fours and eights. Mason Steinhoff is doing looking good in the hurdles. He can run sprint relays. And got a bunch of other guys that can help us out in sprint relays and fill in some other things. So it's going well so far.
Yeah, that's great. Let's go to the field events. You mentioned at the start, RJ Deshaun finished 16th last year at the Discus. I'm sure he's going to lead you with your throwers. You got a big crew there. Break down the field events, what you got there in your jumpers and throwers.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because we've got a couple seniors that throw. They're looking really good in practice, and then have really been working hard at it. And Shane Taylor and Camden Roselle and also Jacob Carnes. Those throws have been looking good, and RJ's been looking good. We've been working on their rotation. We both shot in the discus, and we're getting that thing figured out. We're trying some different drills and some different tools to do that to help us get that figured out as soon as possible. So we're a little bit ahead of schedule with that than where we normally are. Every year, kind of got to start all over again with it. That's going pretty well.
So what would you say is some of your expectations for this team and what they can accomplish this year?
We have there's a few school records we'd like to try and break. We think we got one or two events we can get into Drake relays, so we need to get that taken care of right away here at these beginning meets. I keep meticulous records of, we have a top 10 list for every event here, because that's kind of a big deal. And if you can, we take a lot of pride. If you can get into the top 10, if you can't win in, if you can't break the school record, can you get into the top 10 list? So that's a good motivator for them. There's some events we can do that in this year. A lot of guys just from meet to meet, they want a PR, which is fantastic. That's another great way to measure things. We want to try and defend our conference title again. It's going to be tougher than it was a year ago. It's Fremont Mills is good, and East Mills and Sydney and everybody else. And then Bedford is now in the conference now. So it's going to be tougher than it was last year, but we're going to give her a try. And we want to get some events to stay that are going to medal and score some points for us when that time comes.
Well, exciting. I know the girls have a lot of high prospects there, and it sounds like your team as well. So should be an exciting track and field season overall at Griswold. When is your first outdoor meet?
We're going to go down to Bedford on April 1st.
Very good. It seems like it's going to be a big early bird meet there in Bedford as everybody kickstarts the outdoor season. Coach, really appreciate your time here today. Looking forward to following at your Tigers now on the road all the way to the Blue Oval. And best of luck. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Andy Everett, head coach for Griswold Boys Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.